Little pep talk. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Republicans need a little pep talk, I think, because it looks like they're going to lose the argument on tax rates for rich people. And it stings. Raising rates is odious to every fiber of their being. But look who else was once against raising rates. Barack Obama himself. Listen to him explaining his position when he was trying to get a deal in 2011.
What we said was give us $1.2 trillion without hiking tax rates, but by eliminating loopholes, eliminating some deductions.
So even Barack Obama has been forced to accept Barack Obama's insistence on higher tax rates. But here's the deeper reason for Republicans to accept the higher rates. Remember this guy?
I do not think that any American citizen should have a net income in excess of $25,000 after payment of taxes.
FDR. There was a war on, and he raised the top bracket to 94% for households making over $200,000. Of course, $200,000 then would be about $2.5 million now. But here's the point. FDR's tax rates set up 60 years of tax cuts. Tax cuts which didn't actually cost the government money because as you cut rates, inflation bumped more people into the next bracket. It was perfect. So why are Republicans trying to stop a Democratic administration from raising tax rates? Let them go to 94%, blame the Democrats, and set yourselves up for a free ride that could last the rest of the century. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.